I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Academy Awards will be handed out on Sunday night, and guests at a Martha's Vineyard party will have two summer residents to cheer on.
Well, the Martha's Vineyard Film Center in Vineyard Haven is again holding its Oscar viewing party, and they've got red carpet arrivals beginning at 6:30 and the ceremony at 8 p.m. Guests are invited to wear Oscars festive style or pajamas and can get their photos taken with a real Oscar statue, plus compete in guessing the winners, trivia contests, and other competitions. The big contest, though, is going to be on screen between longtime seasonal residents and film directors Spike Lee and Peter Farrelly, who both have movies competing for Best Picture. Lee's movie is BlacKkKlansman, and he's nominated for the first time as Best Director, plus as co-writer for Best Adapted Screenplay. He was at a couple of Vineyard events last summer related to that movie, and it's also up for three other Oscars. Then Peter Farrelly is nominated for the Best Original Screenplay for Green Book, and that movie is up for a total of five Oscars, including competing against BlacKkKlansman in the Best Supporting Actor category.
For fans of Mexican food and drink, Friday is National Margarita Day, and there's a place in Orleans where you can celebrate.
Guapo's Tortilla Shack will again host a fundraiser party for National Margarita Day, and this year it's to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Islands. The party will be happening from 5 to 8 on Friday night, and it's co-hosted with Nauset Disposal, Bayside Tent, and Cape Cod Broadcasting. There's a $10 donation at the door, and that includes access to a salsa bar, appetizers, tequila samples, and music from DJ Cat Wilson. There's a heated outdoor tent that's going to pick up any overflow guests, and Guapo's is going to be serving its full menu throughout the party. Guests can also buy chances to win prize packages.
Have you ever started telling a story and found out that someone else who was there remembers the situation very differently? Mm-hmm. That may happen this weekend when six Falmouth couples tell their stories.
Woods Hole Theater Company has started a popular series of storytelling events called Tales and Anecdotes, and at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday night at Falmouth Museums on the Green, this is going to be the first couples edition. Six couples from Falmouth are each going to be given about 10 or 12 minutes to tell a story together, and according to director Annie Hart Cool, who's also one of the storytellers, the couples have found that their spouses don't have quite the same recollection of what happened. It's an experiment, she says, that she thinks is going to turn out very sweet, and in this romantic month of February, at least one couple, Troy Clarkson and Donna Buckley, are going to be telling their love story.
Cape Cod has a lot of interesting maritime history, and a talk on Sunday explores the mysterious life of a sea captain most people have never heard of.
Author Vincent Miles is going to be at the Cape Cod Maritime Museum in Hyannis at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon to discuss the topic of his book, The Lost Hero of Cape Cod, Captain Asa Eldridge and the Maritime Trade That Shaped America. After some sailing adventures, including setting the transatlantic speed record on a clipper ship from New York to Liverpool, Captain Eldridge and an entire ocean liner disappeared in 1856. To find out more, you'll have to hear what Mr. Miles has to say.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.